You know what? The hardest thing is just everybody being on the same page. I mean, you might get one guy or, you know, two guys might overplay a gap, and that can cost you. A good back will find it. And Peterson, he will. You know, he will find it. You know, one of the best backs in the game, hands down. So we understand that. We understand the, you know, mistakes we've made in the past. We had to correct them. I mean, I think getting off to a good start in practice this week, we made some adjustments, and hopefully it'll work for us. But, you know, guys kept a positive head. We came to work. We've been working, you know, for 2 days now on the Vikings, and starting to come together. So we got one more day to, you know, to get everything nailed down. Come Friday is a big day for us tomorrow. Make sure that we have everything. We feel good going into the game. So if it's anything like, you know, the last couple of days, I think we'll be in pretty good shape.
Just got to keep on working. That obviously shows there's much room for improvement. I mean, you don't want to be only catches four balls and when you got 11 thrown your way. So, and it starts on the practice field. So we've just been working, getting chemistry down with the wide receivers, all the timing with the quarterback. So it's going good, and we've just been working hard this week, concentrating on the Vikings and getting all our timing together, and go out there and just work as a team together out there.
Definitely one of the most dynamic players in the NFL. I mean, kickoff returns, scored on a 67-yard toss play. So, I mean, he can kind of hurt you in a bunch of different ways on the field. So definitely probably the most dynamic player we've seen so far, even though it's still early, but he can do everything on the field.
You know, they have three good backs and, you know, got a quarterback that's mobile. Not saying he want to run every down, but he had a capability to run the ball if, you know, we have bad rush lanes up front. So back to work. You know, it's one of those things where you have to get back to work and keep moving forward, correct the mistakes and move forward.
Coaches did a great job running us, getting us conditioned, and for myself, where I couldn't be out there the whole time, working with the training staff and everything, I felt I was pretty good out there, and definitely always have an area of improvement there. You never can be too well conditioned, so working on that every single week, and including in the games, you're working on conditioning, so you can never get enough of that, and you always want to be the most well conditioned you can be so you can perform to the max of your ability out there.
Well, since I've been here early in the season, it's always been a good amount of focus to fundamentals because we're still getting better. You know, it's only the second game. It's early in September. We have to really focus on, you know, trying to win games and making sure we're not the same team in week three that we are in week two. Make sure we're not the same team last week, this week. So, and I think fundamentals is a key part of that, to keep improving our technique and, you know, all the little things so we can try to become a better team each week.
It's just like anything. I mean, I've been playing football for so long, so right when I got back out there, first time I got hit, it just all comes back naturally like that. So it didn't feel like anything. Just felt like playing football again, which was great.
Big target. You know, he's a guy that's, you know, in the middle of their offense. They move him around a little bit, but usually he's somewhere in the middle running routes, and I think he's a huge target for him. You know, whenever you got to cover a guy of that size and athletic ability, it's tough because he's athletic enough that, you know, he – can create separation against linebackers, and a lot of times against safeties, he's just too big for him. So we'll have to do different things to play him, and, you know, I think the focus is make sure we stay on him. We don't give him much breathing room and allow him to use his size.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.